The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's up, guys? This is End Time Headlines. It is Tuesday, the 16th of November, and it is going on at 3 o'clock Eastern Time here in my neck of the woods. And I want to welcome you to the broadcast today. We've got an interesting one today. This one's going to be broadcasted live here on Facebook, but it will not be visible on our YouTube channel. We will not upload this to our YouTube channel because of the nature of the content of what we're talking about today, but it will be on our Rumble channel. Please, if you've not yet subscribed to our Rumble channel, please go to Rumble, look under channels, type in End Time Headlines, and please find that because you're going to want to go and find that. If you don't happen to catch this live and want to watch the rebroadcast of that, you're definitely going to want to find us on our Rumble channel because, again, this message will not be available on YouTube because of the nature of the content. Are the unvaccinated now the new lepers of society? That's what we're going to talk about today. Are the unvaccinated the new lepers of 2021 or today in today's society around the world? The image that you're seeing on the screen, if you're watching this visual today, is a snapshot from an old movie with Gene Wilder in it called The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Now, look, don't judge me. I told you I'm a big movie buff. I've watched a lot of movies in my lifetime. A lot of these were BC, and that's before Christ or before my salvation, before the day I gave my heart to the Lord. I watched a lot of these movies, and this movie has been remade since then. But the original, this little picture here, was, again, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers, which was aliens that that invaded the planet. They came into society or civilization through these pods that came through plants that were given out and so on and so forth. And these plants would be put in people's homes, and they would actually pretty much take the life force of people, and they would exchange them for their alien. They would become aliens. The aliens would take over them as the host. And later on in the movie, we discover that if they found out that you were not, listen to me, one of them, if they discovered that you were human and not alien or of them, they would point you out by pointing their finger and letting out this blood-curdling, hair-raising screech, and that's where you get this image from. And this is kind of like what it's become. This is the illustration that I think of. This is the mentality that I'm seeing with the unvaccinated people who choose, for whatever reason, not to take the vaccine or to be unvaccinated. There is this stigma that is being created against them. So let's get after this thing. Let's talk about this today. Austria, right now in Austria, millions of citizens who are not fully vaccinated are being placed on lockdown. Why? In order to, quote, deal with a surge of infections of record levels. This is according to their chancellor. Quote, "We must raise the vaccination rate. It is shamefully low," the chancellor said at a news conference of Austria. They're announcing the new measure after a video call with the governors of Austria's 9 provinces, where roughly 65% of the population is fully vaccinated against the virus, which is one of the lowest rates in Western Europe. So again, what is their way of dealing with this? Singling out the unvaccinated, locking them down. We've seen this coming, guys. We've talked about this. We've reported about this. We've shared segments about this. And I said even months ago, I believe it was even last year. I talked about how it seems like we're heading in a dangerous precedence with this stuff. We're heading into uncharted and dangerous territory. And we're here, guys. So let me give you some more. I want to give you another headline here. Not just Austria, but now we go back to Australia. Quote, Queensland to impose COVID restrictions on unvaccinated people from December, even though there's no new local cases. The limits have been revealed that will be placed on Queensland residents who have not been vaccinated against COVID by next month. The measures will take effect from December the 17th, or once the state reaches 80% of the Queensland population 16 years and over being fully vaxxed. Again, this is from an affiliate out of Australia. It comes as Queensland records another day of zero locally acquired cases and one in hotel quarantine. The premier said pubs, clubs, nightclubs, hotels, taverns, restaurants, cafes, bars, and music venues will be free from all restrictions provided all patrons and staff are fully vaccinated. Again, you want to have the luxury of going to pubs, clubs, nightclubs, hotels, taverns, going out to eat, restaurants, cafes, bars, music venues, and free from all restrictions, then it's easy. You take the jab. You don't take the jab, you are, quote, going to be restricted. Or like Austria, placed on lockdown. Concerts, theaters, and cinemas also come under these new rules, with restrictions to apply for the private hire of venues if occurring with unvaccinated people. Outdoor entertainment activities like sports stadiums and theme parks, as well as all festivals, will also only allow vaccinated staff and patrons to enter. There will be no limit on weddings, where all the guests, you guessed it, are fully vaccinated, with police set to enforce requirements. Only fully vaccinated people will be able to visit hospitals, aged care facilities, prisons, and disability services, except in end-of-life emergency situations. Other settings, like essential retail and public transport, will not be limited for the unvaccinated, but there will likely be density restrictions, whatever that means. And that's for now, guys. Don't think this ain't subject to change. Again, quote, we are taking another small but important step on our road to keeping our freedoms. I've always said, as premier, I'm determined to unite Queenslanders, and we have been united in our fight against the Delta virus. But now we need, listen to this, to all be united in our effort to get vaccinated. All right. Now, as we move on, we're going to progress a little bit further. I'm going to show you how this thing gets even more and more disturbing. And in my opinion, downright frightening, per se. All right, let me go to another topic here. According to studyfinds.org, and this is an organization that does these polls, they survey people, and we're not talking about a few five people here and a dozen people here and a couple dozen here. We're talking about a lot of people. According to the research and a new poll that they have done, listen to this number, 3 in 5 Americans. Now, this is America. 3 in 5 Americans are banning unvaccinated relatives from family gatherings this holiday. And let me read that again, because I know we're, 2 weeks away from Thanksgiving. We're a month out almost from Christmas. And 3 out of 5 Americans that were surveyed are not allowing any entry. Don't bother bringing a plate. Don't bring any sides. Don't bring Bobby and Sue and Mary Jane and Greg and Larry. They're not invited if they've not had the vaccine. Now, before you say that this poll is not legit, or you don't believe it, or it's a bunch of baloney, when we shared this on our End Time Headlines Facebook page, go under, if you follow us on Facebook, go under the Facebook, scroll down, look on our page, look for this piece, which we shared a couple of days ago, read the comments under it, and you'll discover that many individuals are facing this very circumstance. They've been told by their relatives, they've been told by their families, their aunts, their uncles, their grandmothers, their fathers, their mothers, whatever. They've been told by people in their family, unless you've been fully vaccinated, don't bother coming to Thanksgiving or Christmas. Again, this is dangerous, guys. This is unbelievable. But this is where we're at. Quote, the holidays are about to get heated and politics aren't even the main issue this time. Nearly 2/3 of vaccinated Americans are banning unvaccinated family members from their holiday gatherings this year. A survey of 2,000 residents conducted by one poll on November 2nd, examined how the vaccine has impacted people's relationships with their loved ones ahead of the holidays this year. According to the results, 2 in 3 respondents feel they cannot go home for the holidays without getting vaccinated first. Of the 65% who are fully vaccinated, nearly 6 in 10 or 58% have reportedly cut off family members who refuse to get the vaccine. Meanwhile, 63% don't feel comfortable even inviting unvaccinated relatives to their parties. 72% of vaccinated respondents don't think they could ever get some of their family members to understand the importance of the vax. On the other hand, 14% of survey respondents don't plan to ever get the shot themselves. When they were questioned about their decision, one respondent admits that they, quote, don't trust the vaccine is safe, while another says they are, quote, concerned about side effects. One even believes the vaccine was, quote, rushed and people who are getting it are still getting sick. Half of the unvaccinated respondents, or 49%, have stopped communicating. Listen, this is insane. Ready? 49% of the 2,000 people that were surveyed said that they have stopped communicating with family members who don't understand why they refused the shot. Guys, again, there's just division. And I believe the devil is sitting back and he is laughing. And this is entertainment to him. This is tearing families apart. Those who get it are being demonized. Those who don't get it are being shamed. And the enemy is sitting back and laughing and ridiculing and having a good time with his arms folded, watching while we act like Gene Wilder on Invasion of the Body Snatchers, pointing our finger and letting everybody know that they are not vaccinated. And when I get to some of these, and listen, I ain't even got to the hot buttons yet on this thing. Okay. So let me read on. I want to read on a little bit more on this. These family strain dynamics may explain why 22% of unvaccinated respondents have so far been excluded from all family gatherings, including holidays. However, 38% of unvaccinated people say they remain in contact with their vaccinated loved ones, and 58% of the same group add that they're still welcome at family get-togethers. Well, that's a good sign. The study also suggests that the vaccine has played a role in the workforce the way it has in family relationships. In other words, all the strife, all the discord, all the disunity is right over into the workplace too. And I wish I could talk about what I really want to talk about, but I can't do that out of wisdom. But let me just say this. I know people personally, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, who got sick and they were treated like lepers. Even after they recovered and went back to work, they were treated like they had leprosy and they still had it. Because this is the stigma that is out here. It's crazy. 43% of unvaccinated respondents confess that they are worried about potentially losing their jobs, their benefits, or paying higher health insurance premiums because they're not vaccinated. Guys, we had 4.5, 4.2, somewhere around 4 and some change million people who quit their jobs in the month of August. Then we had another record 4.5 million more Americans quit their job in the month of September. Do the math. That is what, 9 million people that have quit their jobs, lost their jobs, unemployed, and we could sit here and debate on why. Did they quit their job because they're fed up with their job? They're fed up with the low pay. They want a better job, want a better career. Or were they forced out because they didn't accept the mandate? They didn't take what they were supposed to do. They didn't accept the criteria of what it was going to take for them to keep their job. We don't know. We truly don't know. But the point is, we're seeing the ripple effect of this. We're seeing this across the table. Now, again, where is this going? How far is this going to go? Well, for everyone that is traveling this holiday season, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, this is from Business Insider. Other sources have confirmed this, but the Democrats are asking Joe Biden to mandate, they like that word mandate, that airlines require passengers to be fully vaxxed before they can fly. Democratic lawmakers are urging Joe Biden to require that all airline passengers either show proof of being fully vaccinated against the virus or a negative test before boarding any domestic flight. Again, this is happening, guys. This is being pushed. The request was made in a letter signed by more than 30 Democrats that was sent to Biden on the 11th of November, 5 days ago. Quote, this is a necessary and long overdue step towards ensuring all Americans feel safe and confident while traveling and reduce the chances of yet another devastating winter surge. The Democrats wrote in a letter. The letter comes as millions plan to travel for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. We would be one of them. And an estimation from American Automobile Association says more than 53 million are planning to travel to see loved ones for Thanksgiving this year alone. And 4.2 will be traveling by air. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises people to avoid taking domestic flights unless they are, here it is, fully vaccinated against the virus. The White House back in October announced that international travelers coming into the U.S. must show proof of being fully vaccinated to enter. According to this report those Democrats who signed the letter are urging that Biden expand the mandate to people traveling within the U.S. as well to minimize the risk of spikes in COVID cases after the holidays. Quote, we applaud your adoption of vaccine requirements for international air travelers coming into the U.S., the letter says, but quote, it is in the best interest of our nation's public health, because they know what's in the best interest of the public health, not you as an individual. You don't get to choose that. So it don't matter what you think. It's in the best interest of the nation's public health to adopt these vaccine requirements for U.S. air travel. Again, this is from Business Insider. Now, this was just the, we just showed you the tip of the iceberg on where this is getting, how crazy this is getting. Now let me close with this segment and show you some crazy rhetoric. Again, these people won't get banned from social media. They won't get banned from Twitter. They won't get banned from Facebook. They won't get banned from YouTube. When they say crazy stuff like this, it's okay, because it fits the narrative. You say, what kind of crazy stuff? Like Gene Simmons of KISS, who's not mincing his words when it comes to those who remain unvaccinated, and even going as far as calling them an enemy. According to The Blaze, Simmons declared during an appearance on the Rock and Roll Channel Talk Shop Live, he said, quote, if you're willing to walk among us unvaccinated, you are an enemy. Now, you don't think that's dangerous rhetoric? Now, what if this was the opposite? And someone dared to come on a social media platform, on YouTube, an interview, a media outlet, and said the opposite and declared the other group as the enemy? What do you think would happen? Well, we wouldn't even be discussing this today, and I wouldn't be able to pull up the article as a source or resource, because it would be scrubbed from the internet. Google would suppress it. They would ban it. They would shadow ban it. YouTube would remove it from their platform. Facebook would take it down. Twitter would take it down. All media outlets would completely remove it, because that's dangerous and divisive rhetoric and it's misinformation. Thus, this is one of the reasons why I can't even put this on YouTube, because they'll contort what I'm saying and twist it and make it sound like I am spreading misinformation. I'll be shocked if it even stays up on Facebook. Quote, Simmons went on to say, quote, stay away from evil people who don't care about your health. So if you dare to choose to not be jabbed, you are evil. You are the enemy. You don't care about people's health. When the host Steve Harkins said the issue appears to be, quote, pretty much black and white, and not a political game, Simmons jumped back in. Quote, it has become political, unfortunately. The far left and the far right are both evil. They both spread all kinds of nonsense, Simmons said. Quote, politics are the enemy. Humanism and humanity is what we should all be concerned about. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Quoting scripture while he's throwing up the devil horns. Are you kidding me? Simmons also remarked during the program, quote, you are not allowed to infect anybody just because you think you've got rights. Here it is. Again, how dare you remind us that you have constitutional rights as Americans? Let me say it again. Simmons also remarked during the program, quote, you are not allowed to infect anybody just because you think you've got rights that are delusional. You have a right to choose what's best for your health and for what's your and for your family's health. Well, you are delusional. You're a nut job. You're an enemy of the state. You're evil. You don't have the right to go through a red light, said Simmons. Quote, actually, the government has the right to tell you to stop. Now, obviously, he's putting that in the same context as why he agrees with mandates. The 72-year-old former rock star said on Twitter that he took the Pfizer vaccine twice. Quote, I took the Pfizer vaccine twice. I did get COVID. What? Let me say that again. Quote, I took the vaccine twice and I got COVID, but no side effects. And he says, and he contributes to no side effects to the vaccine saving his life. That's fine. Listen, he has an opinion and that's okay with that. And again, that's his choice, what he chooses to do. But to demonize and call people the enemy and evil and basically cast them out as a leper because they don't make the same decision as him. Guys, this is dangerous, dangerous rhetoric. Oh, but it doesn't stop there. Let me pull up another piece here. This on your screen is a senior columnist from the Washington Post who got ripped to shreds online recently because he, quote, suggested that unvaccinated people be criminally prosecuted. Look at some of these tweets up on the screen here. Quote, it's hard but not impossible to refrain from hating the stupidly unvaccinated, said Mr. Gene from the Washington Post. Quote, people who are dragging us back into pandemic. Quote, it is impossible, however, to refrain from feeling contempt for them. And another tweet, he said, quote, the vaccine hesitant are selfish idiots whose selfish idiocy is killing people, but we are not allowed to say that because why? You are allowed to say that, dude. You did say it. And you're still able to post this nonsense in the Washington Post. You're still a columnist. You're still writing this nonsense and this rhetoric. You're still able to be on Twitter. You didn't get taken down from Twitter. But you let somebody else get on Twitter or have a column in a publication and say something against people on the opposite side, and you'll see what happens to them. Again, they would lose their job. They would lose their position, and they would be banned and scrubbed from all social media. Longtime Washington Post columnist Gene Weingarten was ripped online for suggesting that those who are not vaccinated against the virus should be prosecuted. According to the report, throughout the COVID pandemic, the columnist has expressed disdain to Americans who did not receive the vaccine. Quote, again, I don't want to read this again, but we pulled up the tweets. But what am I talking about? These are dangerous, again, dangerous rhetoric. And who's it targeting? The unvaccinated. So, guys, let me close with this. Let me say this. Where's this going? Are we going to see what's going on in Austria? When is that coming to the U.S.? Because let me say this. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Doom, has come out again and said that when he was asked about should Americans enjoy Thanksgiving, should they enjoy gathering together with their families for the holidays? Of course, the fully vaccinated should absolutely enjoy Thanksgiving. They should enjoy the holidays. They should enjoy getting together. Again, did you hear that? One group of individuals are absolutely given the green light to enjoy the holidays and Thanksgiving. And guess who that group is? But what does that say about the other group? Well, we've got major news publications that are allowing people to come onto their columns and say that those who oppose this should be criminally prosecuted. You've got Hollywood people and rock stars coming out, calling people that, again, choose for whatever reason, and we're not here to condemn or to promote or to advocate or whatever, but for whatever reason, they choose not to get this. They're now the enemy. They're now evil. They're selfish. They're murderers. They're lepers. Don't even think about getting on an airplane and travel. Don't even think about getting excited about going and seeing your family, because you going to their home, you're an intruder, you're an enemy, you're not welcome. Again, where is this all leading? The irony of it is, it's almost like I'm seeing this horror movie, this thriller, this sci-fi that I talked about at the beginning of this, being played out right before us. When are we going to get to the point? And by the way, we're already there. If copyrights was not an issue and I could play videos, I could pull up videos right now and show you where people has caught people on video in department stores and different retails where people came up to people and began to question whether or not they had the jab or not, and ask them whether or not they were vaccinated. And when they said no, it was like this guy right here pointing their finger at them and calling them out in front of everybody in the store and calling them dangerous and murderers. I watched one of these videos recently and I was stunned to see that happen. But this is happening in the United States of America. I understand this in some places outside of America, but are you kidding me? So this, again, I don't know if this is going to stay up on Facebook, but it's going to be on our Rumble channel. It's going to be on our app. It's going to be on our podcast. But this is scary. This is unbelievable that we're here in America. And I don't know what it's going to look like 3 months from now, 6 months from now. They're already talking about in other places outside of America, over in Europe and Australia and different, and France, different places, all these other places. They're talking about there's another surge coming. We're seeing cases spiking again, and they're locking down certain places again. Again, we just talked about that. So we're living in perilous times, guys. So we want to get you updated. We want to get you informed of what we're seeing across the board, and we really need to be in prayer about where we're heading as a society. Again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com, that's going to be our main website. That's where you're going to find us. Again, don't rely on social media outlets. They're going to suppress things. They're going to suppress viewership. They're going to suppress all this stuff. Please go download our free app. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. You can get it into your hands. Catch all of our latest news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. Catch our podcast right there. You can listen or you can watch it right there in your hands by downloading the free app, and it's free. So again, no excuse. It's free. You can get it into your hands. And as always, guys, we want to give you an opportunity before we close out this segment. If you appreciate what we do to inform you, to equip you, to edify you of what is going around, what's going on around the world from a prophetic perspective, please pray about becoming a monthly partner, because we function out of monthly partnerships. We function out of partners like you. Pray about becoming a partner. And you could do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order. And you could do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Again, guys, we appreciate all of our viewers on Facebook, on our through that are watching this through the app, the post after this that's not live, or watching this by Rumble. Again, we apologize for everybody that typically watch these by YouTube, but we're not going to put this on YouTube because we already know that it'll get flagged and it'll get it removed. And I don't, and we're just, that's why we've created another outlet to be able to bypass that. So as always, guys, we appreciate you taking the time to come on. Don't forget to share this. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to get the app. Don't forget to do all that. And we're going to sign off for today. We'll be taking off tomorrow, which is Wednesday. We plan on being back on here, Lord willing, on Thursday. And we've got some content lined up. We're going to see what we're going to talk about on Thursday. And of course, we're going to try to come out here on Friday as well. So we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for partnership and your support to our ministry. We pray today the Lord's blessings be upon you. May he bless you. May he keep you. May his countenance shine upon you. And God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.